What's new in terms of staging of patients?
Well, in staging, the important thing is to have a comprehensive staging laparotomy, and that's why it's really essential that if you suspect ovarian cancer, that the patient be referred to a gynecologic oncologist who's expert in surgical staging, because in that subset of patients with stage 1 disease, where the disease is confined to the ovaries, and depending on other clinical pathologic factors, they're the group of patients in whom no chemotherapy is needed because their relapse rate will be less than 5%. So you have to be very clear that patients, for example, who have just stage 1 disease where the tumor is just in the ovaries and it's grade 1 or grade 2, there's some debate about grade 2, but if it's certainly if it's a grade 1 tumor and there's no other sites of disease and there's no adjuvant therapies necessary. On the other hand, if there's some adverse risk factors such as high-grade tumor or grade 3 tumor, or if there's spillage of a ruptured capsule or a cyst that contains cells, that puts you at higher risk of recurrence. If there's a tumor on the surface of the ovary, or if there's ascites or positive peritoneal washings, those patients are considered early stage high risk, and we recommend that group of patients get immediate chemotherapy because clinical trials have shown that in that group of patients, there's an improvement in survival of about 8%. So we still have to treat a lot, and their survival is well over 80%. But some patients aren't still cured by this treatment because there are some groups of patients, such as patients with clear cell cancers, who do very poorly, even though they may be confined just to the ovaries. So there's different subtypes of patients that are still not doing well. And specifically in tumors like clear cell, which is one of the variants of epithelial ovarian cancer, it appeared that this very much may be a very different tumor with a different genetic fingerprint. And perhaps we should be treating those clear cell tumors with a different regimen, as well as mucinous tumors, because they don't respond as well and do as well as the classic serous and endometrioid tumors of the ovary. So in an early stage, we know we're doing very well. I mean, even with the high-risk patients, maybe only 20% of the patients are dying of their disease. But it's difficult to do studies in this group of patients because they're relatively uncommon. Their prognosis is good, and you have to follow them for a long period of time to see if you make any impact. So I'm not sure we're going to be able to do any more studies in that group of patients, and maybe we'll include that group of patients with high-risk features in early stage in our clinical trial of advanced-stage patients.
What about prognostic factors and specifically pretreatment, CA-125? You published on that. What do we know about that?
Well, the higher level of CA-125, that's an adverse prognostic factor, and certainly the other classic adverse prognostic factors are the volume of disease, the stage of the disease, the performance status of the patient. So those are really things that we take into account. Now, if they have extensive ascites, that's an adverse factor. It's an adverse factor for an attempt to try to reduce those patients. So again, bulk of disease is grade of the disease, sites of the disease, total amount of the disease, performance status are the key factors.